Wake the Fun Up with Kevin and Sonia
on Kiss Radio.
Oh, the Christmas family gatherings. You know, it's filled with hopefully a lot of great memories and good food and the company of people maybe you haven't seen in a long time. But for a lot of people, it gives a lot of anxiety because you are sometimes confronted with having to answer the same uncomfortable questions year after year. Like maybe you're single.
Yes.
And everybody's asking you, as we've seen through text, 104.56, a lot of people are saying, stop asking me when I'm going to meet somebody or if I'm dating or anything like that, because it makes people self-conscious.
Well, that, and you don't know the answer. If I knew when I was going to meet somebody, then I could tell you exactly when. There is a series of questions that are coming out at this one text at 104.56. I just had my first family party over the weekend. It started with, when are you going to settle down? And then proceeded to an entire discussion about my non-existent love life.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, they said I passed out after that because I ended up drinking so much. I just went up to my room.
That's the way to do it.
Another text message. Oh, you speak how many languages? Say something in blah, blah, blah. Can you teach me a swear word in that language?
I was going to say, the swear word seems to be the weird question that people ask you for when they find out that you know another language.
Yeah, like that's the last thing I want to pass along. Another text message, and I think this one goes for anybody. Doesn't matter who you are, whatever you do at a family dinner, please, please don't ask me about politics.
Oh.
Nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Uh-uh. I mean, that's a surefire way to get people fired up.
Yeah.
And depending on how long you want to stay at that family dinner, I mean, you might find yourself an easy exit earlier on if you disagree and a big fight erupts. Another thing, too, that has been pointed out, and I'm surprised but not surprised, that weight has come up a number of times.
My God.
People talking, and it's not even a question, but a thing that people get confronted by at family gatherings over the holidays is, oh, you look like you've put on some weight. And I don't know if this is an Asian thing or not.
Asian thing, yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah, so in your family as well, too. Like, my family's from Singapore, and that was just something that they would talk about, you know, with my aunts and uncles when they'd see each other. Like, oh, hey, you look like you put on some weight. Ha, 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 ha. And they don't mean anything of it. They just kind of move on right away.
Yeah.
But it's like, for them, it's not a criticism. For them, it's an observation.
Totally.
It's like, you have black hair. Next.
Yeah. And they'll be like, and they'll make little comments too throughout the night. It's not just that one time, especially in our family. Oh, Sonia, I know you like seconds. Just look at you.
Okay. So
I'm like,
my family's not that persistent with that. No.
I got to take some home. I know you'll eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, Sonia, we got you the same size as your brother's sweatshirt this time.
Okay.
Oh, God. I feel like I need to give you a hug right now, but I know you and hugs, and it's not going to make you feel any better, is it?
No.
Why? Because you have to. You're like, why? Because you can't reach around me?
No.
Was that how that